Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
And Tom Brady has now given way to Jimmy Garoppolo. And I don't blame him. Get him out of this game. Tom Brady, who has shined throughout his career on Monday nights, 13-5 on Monday Night Football, coming into play tonight. Removed less than 5 minutes into the fourth quarter for the rookie Garoppolo.
We saw a weak team, the New England Patriots. Let's face it, they're not good anymore.
Here is what we know. There is video evidence of an elderly game day operator walking into the bathroom with two bags of balls.
Those balls were deflated. Somebody had to do it. I just didn't believe what Tom Brady had to say.
You seem pretty emotional about this.
What's up with our hero?
If the Wells investigation is not able to definitively determine that our organization tampered with the air pressure in the footballs, I would expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire team, and in particular, Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, for what they have had to endure this past week.
Tom, wearing the red shoes, takes the snap. He's back in the pocket. He stands in a throw over the middle. Caught by Edelman. Runs to the 20s. Sprints across the 15. Sandwiched down as he lands at the 12. A first down for New England.
Cool as a cucumber. 12 sits in the pocket and gives it to his guy, Jules. Now, you've got to take this and get 7.
Brady stands in the gun. Has blood to his left to play fake Delaguerre. Quick throw. Underneath, touchdown Patriots! He finds LaFell on the slant! And New England strikes first in Super Bowl 49! Second down snap to Brady, drops back. He lobs it to the right side for Gronkowski. Has a step, has a touchdown! Patriots!
Get the protein bars off because the Patriots are back on top!
Brady, out of the gun. Gronkowski is the tight end left. Shotgun snap to Tom. Play fake to punt. Shuffles left. Fires back to the end zone. Touchdown New England! Brady finding his receiver, Danny Amendola!
Day long, baby. We'll take it. Crack him up. 7:55 left in your football game.
An inside give to Marshawn Lynch. Runs it right. Lynch spinning to the goal line. Reaching for the touchdown. Seattle. The shotgun snap. And a throw to the left side. Leaping grab by Matthews. Brings it down. Touchdown. Seattle. Olsen at a 1st and 10 from the 38. Shotgun snap to the quarterback. Fires down the right side. He's got Kirsch. And the ball is knocked incomplete. Good play again by Malcolm Butler. Where did Kirsch catch it? He caught it on the carom. Unreal. On the carom, with the ball knocked away by Butler.
Just like shades of David Tyree.
It is at the 5. Seattle huddling up. Down 4, but on the verge of the lead. Wilson with 33 seconds and counting. Waiting on the snap. Lynch to his left. Baldwin to the left as well. Stack receivers. 2 to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the 1. Malcolm Butler stepped in front of the throw. And the Patriots have possession with 20 seconds to go. Brady's under center. He taps Stork and the Seahawks encroach. Tom Brady got Seattle to jump. The Seahawks.
They jumped.
And Stork snaps it to Brady, who takes the knee. And the New England Patriots are on to a celebration. A 4th Lombardi trophy is headed to one Patriot place.
This is our 4th Super Bowl championship in the last 14 years. I want to thank my family and all my friends who supported me, all my teammates. I love you guys. This is for you guys.
Did you ever think you were going to get your hands on another one of those, Coach?
Sure did. With these guys, we got a great team. We got a lot of great players. We got a good football team, and these guys fight you for 60 minutes. I'm so proud of all these players. I love these guys.
This is an unbelievable feeling now. I'm blessed with this feeling now. It's unbelievable to be on this team. Pats Nation, baby! Woo!
At 5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Wallach's in the Town Fair Tire Studios. Ted Johnson, you know him. He's on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Johnson, hello, sir.
Boys, how are we doing this morning?
All right. Have you found alternative ways to work out since you were? Yes.
No, man. I didn't have a chance to work out yesterday, and you know what's already starting to develop is the soup sandwich body. It's already starting to show signs of being very soupy. So I'm gonna get out today. I'm gonna have to do something and figure it out. Because this is unacceptable. I've worked too hard to get to where I'm at. So we'll figure it out, buddy. But yes, yesterday I had not work out. But yesterday was probably one of the more insane days of my media career. Had a great time with you guys for a couple hours, and then I probably did 6 phone interviews after that, and then 4 hours of TV last night. So this story that Tom's Instagram post just created a frenzy that I've never seen before, so it was a fun day, nonetheless.
So, okay, Tampa Bay. I mean, we all dismissed it. Everyone dismissed it. I mean, especially when there are all these other teams that were being thrown out there, like the Chargers. You can understand why he would go to the Chargers. You know, the Los Angeles, and there was other places like the Tennessee Titans. You understood why he would go there because they were just that close to getting to the Super Bowl, and he was playing with guys that he knew, and Mike Vrabel's his friend. Great, running game. And then it's Tampa. And how shocked were you when you heard the news that out of all the teams that have been rumored, he chose that one?
Yeah, but here's the thing, Rich. And, I'm not sure. I mean, we've heard reports that maybe the Chargers gave him a strong offer. I'd love to know maybe more detail about what it was. Because obviously, a lot of it was going to be about the money. You had to be at least competitive as far as contractually and probably years and then guarantees to what Tampa was given, but you also had to have, I think, other kind of throw-in benefits that my guess is that Tampa offered to Tom, such as roster control, just personnel decisions and things like that. Here's my feeling is if it really came down to maybe the Chargers and Tampa Bay, then there isn't really a choice for Tom. If Tampa Bay blew the doors off of what the Chargers were offering, then the choice became really down to one play. So, there were reports just a few days ago that Tampa Bay was not Tom Brady's first choice. Well, my guess is, you guys, it wasn't his second or third or fourth or fifth choice either. But when you only have two teams really, trying to, retain your services, then it really makes it an easier decision for Tom. So I'm not so sure he chose Tampa Bay. My feeling is to some degree, and it's unfortunate because I feel like Tom should have had more teams coming after him. Are you kidding me? Teddy Bridgewater gets what he got. Phillip Rivers, just a $25 million guarantee for 1 year deals is kind of head shaking. And then, of course, Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. So I think at the end of the day, guys, it wasn't about him choosing the Buccaneers. I think it was kind of like him, having to maybe being forced to sign with the Buccaneers because there just wasn't maybe a lot of options out there.
Well, Ted, Ian Rappaport just tweeted, the word amongst teams interested in Tom Brady were among the impression that Brady wanted to bring Antonio Brown with him to a new team. Brown is still under investigation. It remains to be seen when he can play. But Brady is close with him. I mean, we've seen it from his social media posts, from Tom liking each one of them, one after the next, despite Antonio Brown taking a flamethrower to Robert Kraft on the way out of town. You already got Evans, Godwin. Howard is probably going to be a decent. He's got great weapons down there already, and it sounds like that's just a weird guy for him to go to bat for over and over again, isn't it?
It is, man. And it's so funny how, not that Tom's a younger guy or a millennial or whatever, but you find it interesting how we, young athletes and today's athlete communicate with each other. It's through social media and it's through emojis. It was very revealing. And I mean, I know you guys were on it and all the shows at Sports Hub were on it, just kind of talking about how you would instantly a post that Antonio Brown would put out. It really painted a picture, and it's shocking to me just how he would back Antonio Brown when you know who the guy is at his core. I mean, this mental makeup is unlike anything I've ever seen. It's hard to compare him to any player that I've ever played with or that I've ever seen play with. So If that's true, I would be shocked that you would pass on him for that reason, because I just can't imagine if you got Tom Brady in a room and you talk to him, you're like, this whole deal is, we really love you, Tom, and I want you as our quarterback, but, you know, is it going to be one of these deals that we have to pursue Antonio Brown in free agency to get you to sign here? I just can't imagine him saying, yep, it's a two-man deal or else I'm not coming. I can't imagine that, but if that's being reported, wow, that's shocking.
All right, Ted, what do you make of Robert Kraft's spin on this thing, that it was Tom's decision to leave and that if he wanted to stay, he could have stayed? He's kind of been spinning this thing around since Tom made the announcement.
Yeah, as RKK called you, Freddie, or Rich, to kind of correct you on how you're portraying this thing. I'd say he didn't call me yesterday. I was waiting for a call. I never got a call, but it sounds like a lot of media members got calls from Robert Kraft yesterday to correct them or to give his input into what the situation was, so as to correct them and what their analysis was. It was kind of, I just thought it was unfortunate and a little bit unsettling, because here's the thing, all right? Mr. Kraft, Bill Belichick, I don't think too many people are just going to – there's a lot of people that are very disappointed that they didn't do more to keep Tom here. I get it. To some degree, I understood. I was really hoping that they would sign him, and I felt like he deserved to be signed to a long-term deal here. I just feel like, the past has earned him that. That's one guy that you can make an exception for. Okay, maybe not the rest of the guys, although – there's examples of Bill, I think, making exceptions for guys. It just doesn't get talked about. But Tom Brady, I think, has earned that right. Okay, so you don't want him. Fine. You know what? Then make this relationship, exit this relationship with some class, with some respect, with some grace. You know, you owe Tom Brady. You don't owe him maybe another long-term contract, but you owe him at least the decency in exiting with some grace. And I just thought it was a little bit dirty what Mr. Kraft was doing yesterday. Tom went to his house the night before, in a very respectful way, gave him a heads up, said, hey, Mr. Kraft, these are what my intentions are, so that Bill and Robert could have prepared statements the following day to release instantly after Tom put his Instagram post out there about what his intentions were to not come back. And so everybody looked good. Everybody had nice, flowery little statements to say about the whole situation. And then you kind of go, you start doing working back channels to, hey, no, this is really how it was, so that you're creating this narrative that it was Tom's decision, when it clearly was not Tom Brady's decision. People have to understand, Tom Brady never wanted to leave New England. Oh, yeah, this is what he wanted. He asked for the franchise tag to be taken out. He was forced to do that. It was him saving face, and he saw how it was going, and so he needed some leverage. He never wanted it to come to this. Never. But they forced his hand into
doing
it.
I didn't even think about that. Like, I mean, he did everything right to help everyone save face. You're right. He went over and informed everybody. And that's why I was shocked when, and once again, we're taking Stephen A. Smith's word for it. I don't see why he would lie. But, he's the one who came out and said that Robert Kraft said that if Tom wanted to be a Patriot, he could still be a Patriot. Yeah. And that's why, you're right, that is a little bit... I mean, I don't think a lot of people blame Kraft for what he did. If they do, you can explain it with basketball or with football reasons. But you're right, to come out and say that when Tom kind of did everyone a solid, he didn't pull LeBron James, like the decision, leaving everyone hanging. He he nicely went and talked to everybody beforehand, gave them almost 24 hours notice. Yeah, that is a little weird now that you think about it.
Rich, too, I think one thing to mention here is this, there's like legacies on the line and there's narratives that are being created right now. So it's very important for Kraft, I think, all along to say, I wanted Tom to have, the choice. He's earned that. Okay. Gotcha. All right. You don't want to be the bad guy, but then to not back him in this last contract, to kind of say it was Bill's decision. And I was shocked to hear in the statement that Mr. Kraft put out yesterday that I was fully expecting Tom to come over to my house and say that he's working out a deal. Like, Mr. Kraft, have you been following what's been going on with Bill and Tom throughout this whole negotiation, non-negotiation? It hasn't gone. So for you to kind of expect that, it's like, a little bit, it felt like tone deaf, you know? And so
that's
that probably had
too.
To.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow. And so, and then one thing I want to point out too, I thought that was pretty interesting is, okay, Tom was here for 20 years. He was here for 20 years. He had one owner in 20 years, right? Robert Kraft was his owner the whole time. I played 10 years for the New England Patriots. I had one owner. I had three head coaches, okay? And when I retired, the night before I retired, I went to Mr. Kraft's house too. And we kicked our feet up, and it was a great little couple hours that I was there with him, and it was awesome. All right? I felt I owed him that, all right? And I found it a little bit interesting that Tom went to Mr. Kraft's house the night before to announce his retirement and tell him personally, but he never went to Bill's house. You know, I mean, they've been all three together the same amount of time. And I just thought that was kind of revealing, too, that Tom didn't feel like it was necessary to go tell Bill Belichick personally what his intentions were, but he did for Robert Kraft.
All right, so in terms of Bill Belichick and Bruce Arians, it's night and day, apparently. Bruce Arians is a fun guy. We've been told that he's older now and, you know, kind of just like a ringleader and is not that hands-on. What do you think that's going to be like for Brady to go to such diametrically opposite coaches?
It's going to be like it was from going from, you know, some degree, Bill Parcells to Pete Carroll for me. I mean, it's get ready to have fun, boys. We're going to have fun. It's going to be fun. I mean, it's going to be a fun, relaxed working environment. I think we've all had different styles of leaders and bosses, and we've worked in different working environments. And working in Foxborough, although it's rewarding, it's a very difficult work environment. Even when you win, you know, you the minute you open that door to go to work, it smacks you in the face of, you know, you walk on eggshells the whole day. It creates this there's a tension there constantly. You never feel really, really kind of secure in your job. And where I think Bruce Arians, he's kind of at the end, right, guys? I mean, he's already retired once. I mean, he came back last year, and he's the fun-loving, you know, just easygoing, very communicative, very disarming kind of coach, right? And to go from Bill to him, I think Tom's going to really enjoy that. I think there's going to be a casualness. Look, you know, you say, well, they might not equate to wins. No, that's not true. I just think you can still win in that environment. There's still more than one way to skin a cat. And I think Tom's going to really enjoy the laid-back, you know, kind of approach that Bruce Arians has. And Bruce Arians is going to, with his words, verbally show Tom the love and the respect that, quite honestly, he never got from the one guy he wanted it most. It's that dad that never, ever told you how proud he was of you. He never told you how happy he was for you. He made you kind of just earn it all the time, and even then it was never good enough. And Bruce Arians is the complete opposite of that. I think Tom's going to really enjoy finishing out his career in a work environment like that.
All right, there you have it, Ted Johnson. Thank you so much for the time, sir. And today, get after it, you know? Come on.
Freddie, I'm going to get after it. I'm going to go. You'll see me on the Charles. It's fun. I saw a lot of people running on the Charles. I'm going to go run on the Charles. You'll see me doing push-ups and pull-ups and burpees and things of the like on the Charles today.
You got a chain and a Mack truck? Just, you know, tie that sumbitch to the front of it and just do some strongman stuff.
Rich, I got that set up. They're delivering the truck in a couple hours, and I got the full playlist of Rocky 1 through 5 on my phone. So I'm good to go, man.
Or do like those log throwers dudes do. When you get the log thrower competition over there on ESPN, you know that you hit the jackpot.
All right, that's tomorrow's workout. Thanks. Thanks for the suggestion, man.
See, I was told that there's something called Scottish hips where you can't ever be really good at squatting. That's why they created those games. That's an interesting fact. That's an interesting fact. All right, Ted Johnson, thanks for the time. We'll be right back.
98.5 The Sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline.
lifelinema.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LifelineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
For those of you that want to celebrate Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots and hopefully leaving the AFC East, there are no mass gatherings. Celebrate responsibly, celebrate at home, and with less than 10 people.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and that, of course, was the, I believe, the mayor of Buffalo.
Yeah, into a deafening silence after that. You're expecting a...
Please clap.
One of those when it was done.
You absolutely were. So something that is a fallout out of this, and people fight me on it, but is Julian Edelman. And I'm not, I mean, it's funny and everything that he's probably so heartbroken, but I mean, this now kills him.
He tweeted something out yesterday that just said, had a picture of him and just said, family.
Yeah. Well, guess what? You can't ride coattails anymore. And probably the last straw was putting out that clothing line that said, please stay, or wherever the hell it was.
You think those are half price now on the Edelman website?
I'm going to say they're not for sale anymore. Well, he's probably trying to get rid of them. Maybe it'll be one of those things when they go to some, like, you know, third world country where you see everyone wearing the Tom 2020 shirts. But, I mean, this destroys his brand, right? I mean, this is over. I mean, he can't. I mean, he was linked to Brady. That was why he was able to, however you want to argue how successful he was, that was how he was able to market himself. And now that's gone.
Yeah, I mean, what is that phrase that they have in economics where, like, you know, whenever hot dogs, you have to have a hot dog for hot dog buns to be successful, you know, yeah. For them to sell. Like, now the hot dogs are gone, and he's left just being a hot dog bun with no use.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a situation now where unless something happens miraculously with Jared Stidham, or they bring in a quarterback and they end up making a playoff run. You're right. This is kind of the end of the run for the superstardom. I did not mean to use that term. The stardom of Julian Edelman. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, off the field, I don't know what he's going to do. That's because right. No one's going to have any interest with him.
No marketing possibilities for him whatsoever at this point.
No, there's not. And by the way, I don't think Tom Brady, as much as they might be best buds, has any intention of, like, you know, linking, like, you know, carrying his weight when it comes to marketing over the next couple of years and into the future.
Well, you just wait, Fred, because who's the face of the Patriots now? Who, if Jared Stidham is your quarterback, who are the Patriots going to go all in on marketing?
McCourty.
Julian Edelman.
McCourty.
I'd say Belichick.
He's now the face. You know, I mean, I'm talking about player-wise. You're right. Belichick's always going to be there. He's now the face of your New England Patriots. Yeah. And whether you like it or not, think about, okay, let's think of it this way. When the Big Three era was over with the Celtics, Rondo was your face of the Boston Celtics for a while. Do you remember that? He was the one who made the speeches. Remember that fantastic speech he did at the beginning of the season?
The two-sentence speech on opening night. I remember
it was,
that.
It was so bad, it was great. but, I mean, he was on, like, the, you know, the cover of the programs. Like, he was the face of a star-depleted team.
Well, and the now Lions that there's no Rob Brown... Their Lions used to have a punter for 2 years that were on all the tickets and on the programs.
So think about that. Now that Gronk is gone and Brady's gone, and, you know, Devin McCourty's a likable guy, but, you know, as much as you want to rip on Edelman, Edelman's way more of a name than Devin McCourty is. He's the face of the New England Patriots right now, and the Patriots are going to market that, and they are going to pump so much money into making this guy, trying to help hype it up that, hey, listen, we still got this guy. I know you love him. Remember the catch? Remember the catch? So just get ready. As much as you say that he's going to fade away, there is going to be a concerted effort, and unless they bring in another star, to try to market Julian Edelman as being
try.
The face.
And that's a local push that will not resonate nationally. Kyle, go ahead.
Kyle.
It's on line four.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey guys. Hey, I think, Rich, I'm right with you. I think he's going to post all these videos and be the last cowboy, and it's going to be all these dramatic pauses over his beard. He's going to be the same guy, use the same marketing tools, and just market the same way as he's the last one standing. And I'll take it from there.
All right. Do you think that anyone's going to care? I mean, you think these videos and, like, people in Nebraska are going to go, oh, wow, Julian Edelman's the last guy on the Patriots.
But, Fred, doesn't that make it 10 times funnier?
Oh, he's it makes right. it it's, great.
It's going to be last no, it, man it, standing. Yeah, it's going to be a Photoshop.
Yeah, it's a good point by Kyle. But, I mean, it's all for naught. I mean, he might as well save his money because if these videos aren't going to – no one's going to watch them outside of New England. And, by the way, if New England starts losing a little bit, the shine's going to come off everyone there. So, I mean,
well,
if they,
no question.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't win the AFC East, you know, if they go 9-7, if they go 8-8, I mean, this is going to be a team that, you know, people that's going to be very disappointing, and people are going to be. Start getting angry.
Are you telling me Patriots fans are going to jump off the bandwagon, Fred? These very loyal Patriots fans that'll stick with this team through thick and thin?
I think that there will be first it will be confusion. because we've lost? Lost the game?
Everyone under the age of 30 is going to be like, what the hell is happening here?
And then there'll be a time of like, all right, well, this will get better. And then maybe it will. But you know, it's hard to rebuild. And they still have an old team, and they don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. I mean, in Bert's right, the way to do this is you got to just keep drafting quarterbacks. Well, you got to draft a quarterback every year, and you know it's going to be shock, and then it's going to be disappointment, and then it's going to be
anger,
indifference. I don't even know, and then anger, and then indifference.
Right.
Well, somebody said you're making Edelman the face. They've already got a face. I mean,
how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory?
How great would it be if they went all in on Slater?
I am the face of the organization. Come to me in my lab.
Seasonal allergies.
I'm gonna be the face. I play a couple plays a game. Mike, go ahead. He's on.
Hi. Thank you for having me on. I think that the Pats are going to buy low on a guy like Josh Rosen and like trade like a fifth round pick for him. I know like McDaniels really loved the guy before the 2018 draft. I think like he could be a potential plug in as like a bridge guy. Yeah.
Mm. Listen.
That would be funny.
Miami was trying to lose games last year and wound up with Fitzpatrick at quarterback.
Apparently McDaniels loved everyone in that draft because he apparently loved Baker Mayfield, and now I guess he loved Josh Rosen.
Well, Rosen is broken. I don't think he'll be the guy.
If he keeps Stidham, like if Belichick legitimately wants to give it a go with Stidham, don't you think he brings somebody like Jacoby Brissett in?
to back him up?
Well, we talked about this with Bert, and Bert thinks that Indianapolis is going to hold on to him.
Okay.
Because they have the cap space and because Rivers is only there for a one year.
Yeah, they'll bring in a veteran to push him, and Stidham wins the job. I mean, that's just going to – I mean, they have to. There's not much of an option. I mean, you have to have a guy there to at least push the kid and, you know, to have the kid learn something because they'll keep three quarterbacks. They'll draft one. They'll have Stidham, and then they'll have a veteran. And it might be, you know, a low-rent veteran, but a veteran nonetheless. All right. Here are the headlines. We will be right back.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And then all the news was like, the guy was like, well, there's been so far 11 cases. 50! 200! I don't feel good. You know, you're like, oh. This is not good. I feel like I'm in a middle of a Stephen King novel or something.
98.5 The Sports Hub. If you would like to know what it's like just after 2 days of isolation, my daughter and son are up here. Now, Zoe, you start. Let Zoe start. Okay, you go first. What's going on, Milo?
Zoe's bullying me in so many ways that I can't explain, and she's kicking me in some way.
All right, and what do you say? What do you say?
No, I'm not, and he's lying.
What did he do?
Mean. He threw a remote at me.
She threw a basketball at me
yesterday. No, I didn't.
Yes, she did.
Liar. You're a liar.
All right, so that's a much more tame thing of what's going down in my house. Is that there is infighting among the children.
Non-stop fighting.
All right.
So we'll see you tomorrow, Fred.
No. I don't know what I want to do. I got to drive a car yesterday.
Hey.
It was very exciting.
Very cool.
I got to drive a car.
Did you go anywhere far to give yourself some extra time or no?
I drove in a car, no. It was interesting to see, cars on the road.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Walking a dog's fun. It's almost like when you see someone on the same side of the sidewalk, there's that really awkward going to the other side.
Well, that is something that's happened once or twice. My son has a couple kids. Oh, my God. They're crying down there. My son has a couple kids that he plays street hockey with. So this is a big deal, going to play basketball today, not properly teaching them. They got to start school again at some point. They just got to start it, or I'm gonna lose my mind. There needs to be some place for these children to go.
State of Kansas just said no school for the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, what do they care?
That's
about
really
school?
Smart.
Yeah, what do they care about school? UK still got the schools open. At least they did yesterday. Who knows what happened today?
I think it's all online learning. That's what you're going to be getting. Online classes for the rest of the year, more than likely.
That doesn't socialize them.
Well, listen, it's like the virus doesn't care about socialization. Like, they just don't care. It's do you want your kids to talk to other kids or do you want less people to die? And it's a horrible choice, but that's the choice that's in front of all of us right now.
Hmm. Well, I don't think that I hope they don't go into that state of lockdown or whatever the hell they're doing in New York City that they did in San Francisco. And I know why they did it in San Francisco. It's because they have that giant homeless problem and that all those people have compromised immunity and they're all out there unprotected. And they know if the virus starts running through there, they're going to get multiple deaths. So that's what's going on in San Francisco.
Well, if everyone did it right and ended up staying away from everyone and social distance and there weren't any idiots going out and hanging out and taking pictures of themselves out in crowded places and all of that and all these dumbasses in Clearwater, Florida, you've seen the video by now where everyone's at spring break. Like, if there wasn't any of that, they wouldn't have to do something like that. But for every time you see a group of people like that, it's just leading us one more step in that direction because, you know, I'd like to think I had faith in humanity, but there's just dumb people out there, unfortunately. And I'd like to think that we're not going to get a lockdown, but who the hell knows?
They do, and if they do a lockdown, I mean, you can say goodbye to like all the businesses around you. I mean, they've already, I mean, people, if they have to take 2 months off work, I mean, they're going to not be able to pay their rent. They're going to get evicted. They're going to have to go somewhere else. People are going to miss mortgage payments.
Yep.
I mean, if they keep this going after a certain point, I mean, the economic ramifications are just going to be insane.
Sure, but less people will die. And that's unfortunately the choice. And that's what other countries had to do. They had to shut it all down, and it sucked. And that's why you hear the president saying that, you know, he's going to have to pay everyone $1,000. That's why you've got all these people making plans.
That'll do a lot.
Well, who the hell knows what's going to happen? But I mean, it's, you know, you could say all this is going to happen, and it sucks, and it's awful, but it's so more people don't die.
I understand
that. And this thing
that
gets over with earlier. You know, I mean,
it better get over earlier. And then the school thing is like whatever. But I mean, if all these people are out of business and all these people don't have jobs and aren't getting paid, I mean, that's going to become a situation in its own right. I mean, and that's going to lead people into situations that are terrible as well.
Yep.
So, I mean, there will be a choice that will have to be made. And it will not be today, and it probably won't be this month, and it might not be next month, but there's going to have to be a choice that's made.
That's why if everyone just does it right now, hopefully you can knock this thing out. I read something at the beginning of all this that for every day that you continue to have situations like what's going on at spring break, where you've got masses of people together, every day where you allow people in mass to gather and spread it around, it's apparently an extra week that this thing goes on. So it's almost like I wish they would just act now and just and mandate it almost. So everyone has to be in lockdown. So this thing will be over maybe even a month earlier than the way it's trajected to be right now. So it's just everyone don't be an a-hole. Just do this right and you won't have to be on lockdown.
Yeah. Well, I got a problem with the lockdown, but we'll see. I mean, I don't know. This is crazy.
What would you want to, like what would you want to do that you can't do? Because the lockdown it's a lockdown, but it also means you can go get food, you can help out, you know, you can go to the pharmacy, you can go to work, you can help the elderly. You know, there's
so
you
what's
can go
the
for
difference
run.
Between what's the difference between the lockdown then and what's going on now?
Yeah, well, it's to stop people from gathering in large groups. It's to be like when you've got, like, you know, people who are, I don't know, getting together at a gym or something, and or they're
well, the
going.
Gyms
and,
are closed.
Well, yeah, I mean, or like, you know, I don't know, going to parks and things like that all together in mass. It doesn't sound like much of a difference. So why not just live that way right now? And, you know, basically all the restaurants and the businesses around Boston have essentially done that. You know, they've got it to where you have to get takeout anyway. So if everyone does it right, they won't have to shut it down. But every day that people don't, they continue to gather in mass, like the stupid people in Florida, then this just, for the rest of us, extends what's going to happen for another week. It's like every day equals another week. That's why I just wish they would almost just lock it all down already.
Man, well, it's a situation that's going to have, that people are going to have, that's going to have several ramifications, and then it's going to come to a head, and then someone's got to do something. But, yeah, I mean, I suggest staying home.
But
unless
Fred,
you play street hockey.
There is one ramification that actually is to our benefit. It has caused panic among some people at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh.
And it has caused some of the best audio and visual that I have seen in a long, long time.
Really?
Yes.
Now, do we have that?
We do.
Oh, I would like to hear that. It has caused panic for people at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Well, it's good that they're panicking right now. It's good that, like, 3 days into this thing, they're panicking. that's a pretty good... What are you going to be... You're going to have a gun to your head when this thing gets into its third and fourth weeks. All right, we'll be back. I would like to hear what Rich has. We'll be back in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Tough is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We have 4 minutes to kill before we get to the member of the Sports Hub who's panicking, and I can't wait to hear. Two things. I just saw a doctor tweet that said the mortality rate in the U.S. is down 1.84% since Friday. I don't know if that's true or not, but that would be nice.
I think it says because more people have been tested.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Because if you look at the cases, they're going up a lot.
Okay. There's Vanessa Hudgens' video that she put out.
Oh, jeez.
She's definitely on ecstasy. I'm telling you, she's on ecstasy. Someone had called it and said, would you go to bars and play golf if you could? I would not go to bars, and I can't play golf now, but the golf courses in Michigan are open, so I don't know if I'd play golf.
Someone's asking, would you go to bars?
If they were open.
No, of course not.
No, I wouldn't go to bars.
No, you can't do that.
No, but would I play golf? I mean, the golf courses are open in Michigan, I don't know. I mean, I belong to a club. I mean, if you could only play in twosomes, I mean, you're not really running into other people.
Did you hear what Universal is doing? And this is something that I think a couple other studios are going to fall in lockstep with. So, obviously, all the movie theaters are closing down. So, there's no way for a lot of these films to be shown, especially the ones that just came out right before all of this broke. Now, a bunch of ones have been pushed back. Like, I know they just mentioned that Black Widow, you know, the Marvel movie is going to come out in an indefinite date. They're going to figure it out later on. But movies like The Invisible Man, which came out the week before this all kind of broke, they're going to release their movies that are already out of the theater on demand this Friday. Like, I think The Invisible Man's coming out on Friday. That movie, The Hunt, that was also like super controversial, that's going to come out on Friday. That was released, I think, this last week at the movie theater. There's like for the kids, there's a Trolls movie that Universal was going to come out with, I think, next week. And they're putting that directly to on demand. And I believe some other movie studios who have films already in the theater, because they're just losing money right now. No one's able to see these films. They're going to do the same, which I think is brilliant. And you know what? I've always thought that if you released movies on demand the day they came out of the theater, but you charged like a premium price, like $50 to see a movie at home instead of going to the theater, that would make so much money for the movie industry. Like, how many times have you wanted to go see a film, but it's been like, first of all, let's say you have to get a babysitter or whatever and go out to a movie. You got to pay for the babysitter. You got to go pay for the movies. You got to get there. It's a pain in the ass. But $50 to just stay at home and watch it, God bless you. I mean, and that would, I think that would actually help the movie industry. So maybe this is kind of your road towards something else, you know, once this is all done.
Yeah. Yeah, and people aren't really going to the movies anymore. So unless it's a big blockbuster, so Rich is correct again. It says this doctor says, oh yes, any ratcheting down in the mortality rate is a good thing. The problem, of course, is we don't know the total number of cases because there are significant numbers that are probably asymptomatic. In addition, we're comparing all cases to death rather than recovered. So it's sort of a good thing. Not a great thing. It's better than having it go higher, I guess. All right, here are the headlines. We'll be back. I want to hear about who's freaking out at the radio station.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at granitecityelectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.